Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
Element of an effective personal brand is integrity. I say building a personal brand isn't just about obtaining success. It's also about defining and sticking to your principles and not allowing external forces to compromise your integrity. When you're clear about what you stand for and stand against, you can base your decision on more than just monetary value. It's kind of what I was talking about also. Integrity. What do you stand for? I don't know. You tell me in the comments. What do you stand for? Don't let anybody compromise your integrity by changing who you authentically are. Don't have anybody compromise your integrity by communicating in a different way while you're building your brand. Be who you are. Be a good person like you are, like I know you are. Be a good person. And if you are, and if you're working on yourself, that's fine too. Just continue to try to be a good person. Charisma is the next element of effective personal brand. A good brand should make you stand out from the competition. After all, many people are good at what they do. So you must ask yourself, what about your story makes you unique? It may seem a tricky question at first. Only you have lived your life and only you bring specific experiences to the table. I like to think I'm charismatic. Maybe you don't think I am, because maybe you don't know me from that perspective, but have some sort of charisma. I can joke about myself. I can talk bad about me. I can admit to my mistakes. I can do all those good things. I can be unique. Like I said, I speak a different language, but hopefully I am communicating this correctly to you. What makes you unique? What makes me unique? Because I'm authentically who I am. I am who I am. I laugh a lot. You might not believe this. I cry sometimes also. Do I cry a lot? No. But I'm human. We all bring, and this goes back to different experiences. We all experience different things. We all live different lives. So what goes on in one life may not go on in another. And that's just what it is. We all live unique experiences. We all are unique in our own way. You might be unique in the way you talk. You might be unique in the way you walk. Somebody looks at you as a unique individual. I'm sure my kids look at me as a unique individual. I'm sure they do in some way. I look at them as unique individuals because they're different. They do things different. They're going to make you laugh. They're going to make you cry. They might make you shout here and there. That's what it is. So uniqueness can be different, but do that when you are doing things such as communicating to the world, trying to build and find your tribe. The next critical elements of an effective personal brand is, and this is the last one, trustworthiness. You'll build trust in those around you when you deliver the work you say you can do and keep consistent with your values and principles. The result is better opportunities in your professional and personal life. As you create more and more content, that's going to build trust. As you put it out on the different social platforms, if that's what you're doing, that's what you should be doing. It's one of the things you should be doing. When you distribute that content, you're going to earn trustworthiness. If you're writing, let's say if you're a blogger, if you're writing and you build a fan base and you're consistent with it and you're writing, you're coming out with different, with new and fresh content every week, you're going to build trustworthiness. They're going to trust you. You'll see it in the comments. They're going to give you feedback. When you show up all the time, multiple different places, and you're building these platforms, credibility and trustworthiness, they're going to come. In terms of building your personal brand, remember, I'm going to go back to this, and you're going to hear me say this over and over and over again in different videos. maybe a few more times in this video. You're going to hear me say this. We read, we're visual learners, and we're audible learners. That's what kind of content you want to put out. Are you good with the written word? You know, are you good at writing? If you are, you want to start a blog. You want to write, you want to put out content, you want to make it look appealing, and you want to do it as often as you can, preferably once a week. Maybe you're in a niche where you can put out content twice a month, bi-weekly. I would say weekly. We're visual learners. So if we're visual learners, what are some of the visual platforms? Some of the visual platforms we're going to talk about one later on in this episode, Instagram, visually appealing. Pinterest, visually appealing. We're audible learners. People want to hear you. People go on runs and they do different things and they listen to podcasts. So if you on my social channels have been on my social channels, you'll see that I'm a runner. I always have earplugs in or headphones or earplugs in. If I'm not putting out a video, obviously when I'm running, I'm listening to podcasts. Those three things. And then you want to take those main three things and distribute them.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.